Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In this fast-paced world, how can two busy women generate enough content to fill their weekly podcast? The answer is simple. By dabbling in the dark arts. Each week, armed only with a Ouija board, a microphone, and a complete disregard for the safety of their own souls, Charlie and Zoe conduct a mind-bending seance, recording conversations from the beyond for your entertainment. We'll hear sensational snippets from distant dimensions, from strange and unexplored universes, and from the ghouls that haunt the most terrifying locations in the UK, within a 10-minute drive of Zoe's flat. This is Seance Cast.
Episode 9, The Changing Room.
Welcome to Seance Cast. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Zoe.
This week, we're doing our seance in the changing room of fast fashion chain Bleach Kitten.
But don't worry, we're only buying from their ethical range. They guarantee that for every 5 t-shirts produced, only 0.1 children die.
That's practically no children.
We're here to do some very last-minute dress shopping for our friend Gemma's swanky book launch tonight. According to the invite, it's called Glittery Girl Boss, Bitchin' Your Way to Success.
Hearing it out loud's giving me chills, and not the good kind, the food poisoning kind.
Are you sure you're not just cold because you're wearing that tiny dress? Did you find it in the borrowers section? Are you going to wear a thimble for a hat?
I thought I'd try on something totally inappropriate for a laugh. I never wear this out, though. The peacock feather trim, the zippers, the, I want to say, porthole?
Stop messing around, we're already late. It says on the invite that the dress code is ironic cottagecore elegance. What does that even mean? Should I dress as a house?
A confusing dress code is just classic Gemma, though, isn't it? I mean, don't get me wrong. I like her.
Oh, yeah, I really like her. She's great.
Great and so talented.
Such a nice person.
Yeah, lovely. One of the good guys. But
I hate her.
I hate her so much.
I think fundamentally she's unlovable.
She makes me despise women.
But still, having a book published is a huge achievement and I totally support
her. Oh, yeah, I would defend her with my life.
Come on, let's get this seance going so we can focus on attaching our self-esteem to pieces of fabric. I'll connect the Ouija board to the microphone.
We usually hear from a mixture of spirits, alternate dimensions, other universes.
And every time something comes through, you'll hear this.
Are you ringing the bell for assistance?
No, it's just a doorbell we brought from home.
Oh, okay.
Let's do the incantation.
Strange visions, voices from the tomb, we summon to this changing room. Let's hear the sounds, the tortured screams of spectres trying on bad jeans.
Did you say something?
No!
Our subscription boxes have arrived!
Welcome to Cassandra, your personal styling subscription service. We use artificial intelligence to determine your clothing needs with 100% accuracy. Enjoy!
What did you get?
Oh, wow! It's a gorgeous raincoat! Shame it's such a lovely day.
Funny! I guess you'll be able to try it out after all! Oh, I just got a super plain black dress.
Well, it's not really your style.
Hang on, Mum's calling.
I'm, Oh, no. Okay. Bye. My aunt just died in a freak threshing machine accident. Oh. I can't believe it. She doesn't even work on a farm.
Oh my goodness. That's terrible.
The funeral's tomorrow. I guess I've got it used for that black dress now.
Wow, two coincidences. That's weird. I wonder what we'll get in the next one.
Hey, Natasha, it's Carly. My next Cassandra box arrived. I think there was a mistake this month. They only sent me one boot. Hey, Natasha, did you see my text? The doctors have said I'm going to lose my foot. How was I supposed to know the storm drain would be full of rusty old weasel traps? I'm in St. Anthony's Hospital right now.
Carly, what are you doing here?
Natasha, didn't you get my messages?
No, I'm under observation with a concussion. It's crazy, actually. I was out for a walk and bam, a brick comes flying out of nowhere, clonks me on the head. Luckily, I was wearing this chic hard hat I got on my Cassandra box. How did they know?
Natasha and Carly, two parcels have just been delivered to you. I must remind you that this is a hospital and not a post office.
It's a bit early for another box, isn't it?
How did they know we were here? What is this? A hazmat suit. Gas mask. Geiger counter. This is ridiculous. I was expecting a wide leg jean at the very least. A top with a French word on it. I just don't understand. Some personal styling service this is. I'm calling them to cancel.
Natasha, I've got exactly the same.
Danger. Contamination risk. Danger. Contamination risk. Danger. Evacuate all patients and personnel immediately. Danger.
Get the suits on, quick!
Hey, you know what, Carly?
What?
That hazmat suit actually looks great on you.
Oh, thanks, babe.
Remember when Gemma got engaged and we all had to crouch in that ditch for 6 hours?
I'm still not sure what that had to do with the proposal. Weren't they at a restaurant?
Zoe, I don't want to worry you, but I think I'm stuck in this dress.
Just wriggle it over your head like the worm that you are.
Seriously, can you try the zipper?
Which one? I know we're friends, but I count at least 5 zips that I don't think I'm ready for.
Oh my God, what if I have to wear it to the party? I'm going to look so out of place with everyone else dressed as thatched farmhouses.
Are you okay in there, ladies?
All good!
As long as you're not stuck in some kind of ludicrously expensive dress.
No, we're just conjuring apparitions from other dimensions.
Okay, well, if you need any extra sizes for them, just let me know.
Why no clock? So good to see you guys. It's been too long.
Tell me about it.
I guess we've all just been too loved up to socialise. 3 new relationships. We got lucky, girls.
Yeah. So how's things with Kevin? Still going well?
OMG, he is too cute. We've got these sweet little nicknames for each other. He's Crumpet and I'm Muffin.
Adorable. Us too. Matt calls me Pumpkin and he's Boo Boo Bear. What about you, Cheryl?
Exactly the same. He calls me Babe and I call him the Dark Lord.
Oh, that's original.
Yeah, well, that's what his friends call him, so.
You know, Kevin does all these little cute things just to impress me. The other day, he spent all day holding heavy things just so I'd comment on his big, strong arms.
Aww. Last night, Matt covered the whole house in rose petals. A nightmare to clean up, but so romantic. What about you guys, Cheryl?
Oh, well, yesterday the Dark Lord killed our neighbour's cat because she kept coming in through the bedroom window, so that's a nice gesture.
Oh, okay. Well, Kevin isn't perfect either. When he cleans the kitchen, he always forgets to rinse the sink.
Yeah, Matt once washed my cashmere jumper on a hot cycle, shrunk it down, teeny tiny.
I can relate. Oh, the Dark Lord captures souls in our basement and they scream all night long and he makes me drink human blood and sleep in a shallow grave.
Oh my God, Cheryl, no.
Oh, sorry, Vane, but that sounds terrible.
Yeah, well, at least he knows how to rinse out a sink.
No, I'm going to have to buy the joke dress. Yes, I wanted to ruin Gemma's book launch, but not in a way that also humiliated me. Have you found anything?
1 second.
I don't understand why you suddenly have to use a separate changing room. It's nothing I haven't seen before. Last time a seance went wrong, we swapped bodies for a week and I spent most of it looking at everything.
Ta-da! I put on the same dress to make you feel better. Am I a great friend? Tell me I'm a great friend.
Oh my God, it's awful. Seeing it on you has made me realise the true depths of its evil. It's like it's not made for the human body.
Wow, none taken.
How can it fit us both so badly but so differently? Seriously, look in the mirror.
Oh, Jesus, you're right. It's ugly in four dimensions. It's like it's stitched from a Mobius strip of sewage. Get it off me.
Zoe? I think your zip's jammed too.
Wait, what? No.
Hi, you're through to the MILF hotline. For a sexy MILF, say sexy. For a horny MILF, say horny. And for a realistic MILF, say realistic.
Realistic, realistic.
You said realistic. Please hold while we connect you to a realistic MILF.
Hello? Hello? Someone there?
Hi, are you the MILF?
I'll get her now. Joanne! It's for you!
Cat, come to the phone right now. I've got wet hands.
Mum can't come to the phone right now. She's got wet hands.
Why? What's she been up to?
Oh, wash it up. We had the Ellisons over for Sunday lunch. Terence was a terrible bore as ever. Anything I can help with?
What's she wear? Sorry, who are you supposed to be, actually?
Oh, it's me. Your old dad. It's all part of the realistic MILF experience. No, Joanne! It's our son! Our son! Oh, so annoying when someone shouts from the other room, isn't it? Sorry, what were you saying?
What's she wearing? And can you stop calling me your son?
Joanne! What are you wearing?
Huh?
What are you wearing?
A nice jumper.
A nice jumper.
Isn't this supposed to be hot?
Well, it is a chunky knit.
Okay, what's she doing now?
Oh, she's just bending over to take something out of the dishwasher.
Oh, yeah. And can you see a thong?
Careful, love, you put your back at.
Look, this really isn't doing it for me, mate.
You know I don't like it when you call me that, son.
How much am I paying for this again?
£6 a minute.
Okay, look, Dad, can you put Mum on?
Joanne, he wants to speak to you.
Well, tell him if he wants to talk, he should visit Mum.
She says if you want to talk...
I heard.
Anyway, why so keen to get on the blower to Mum? They want to talk to your old dad?
This is literally a MILF hotline.
Look, son, I know I've not been perfect, but I like talking to you. Can we chat just for a minute?
I guess.
Thank you. Now, I know things haven't been great between us. And if I'm honest, some of the problems you've been having in your relationships are probably because I wasn't around enough when you were a boy.
Oh, I can't tell you how good it feels to hear
what
that.
What I'm trying to say is I know we've had our difficulties, but I love you, son.
Yes, keep going.
If you can forgive me, maybe we can meet up soon and reconnect over a beer. Another satisfied customer.
No, oh, stop gloating, Darren, and come and mop this floor. It's impossible in these heels.
Look at this. I've never felt so bad about myself. Man, I wish I was bitching my way to success right now.
It's bitching. With no G and an apostrophe.
Should we just sack the book launch off? Get the shop assistant to cut us out like the scene of a traffic accident and head home for a big cry?
No. Fashion is designed to make you feel terrible. These dresses don't fit anyone. We can't let them belittle us like this. They're not my 14-year-old cousin commenting on my lack of career progression for my age.
So what? We just go to the book launch looking like this?
Yeah. Maybe Gemma's book is right. Maybe the route to empowerment is through buying stuff you don't need or want. And let's face it, we're going to have to buy these dresses anyway. So we can either walk out of here wearing them like the bossy bitches that we are, or take their chopped up remains home in a bag.
All right. To the book launch.
Oh. What do we think?
We'll take them.
Are we absolutely sure?
Yes, bitch. Sorry, I mean, yes, please. That was inappropriate.
How far away is backup?
Approximately 5 minutes.
Damn, that's too long. The countdown on this bomb has just hit 3 minutes.
Kim, you're gonna have to defuse it yourself.
I'm on it. Let me get the container open.
Where the hell is everyone?
Sir, I need you to evacuate the building immediately.
I've just evacuated something, let me tell you.
Please, I am dealing with an explosive device.
No way, you're a bomb technician? Right on, sister. Women can do anything.
What are you saying?
We've got 3 wires coming into the switch and 4 connected to the...
You know, I've been really appreciating females recently. Not just their looks, but their spirits.
Any estimates on what the blast wave will be?
Big. Whoever made this packed a lot in.
I've just entered into this very cool, vibesy situation with a chick I met at Bestival. We're not into labels, but if I had to give it a specific word or phrase that designates exactly what it is, I'd call it an open relationship.
Whose voice is that?
Don't worry, it's no one.
Man, I used to be like that. Whose voice is that? Where are you going? Please don't leave me. God, jealousy is such an ugly beast. It's been a blessing to shed all those preconceptions. You know, since I went open.
So the battery is a 9-volt. Tricky.
You look so tense. Here, I'll rub your shoulders. Platonically, of course. Does that feel nice?
Please, I'm trying to concentrate.
Just focus, Kim. We're getting reports that whoever planted it is ex-military. Knows what he's doing.
Or she.
Can you please shut up?
Whoa, let's practice empathetic communication. I'm actually a really good communicator. Did I mention I'm in an open relationship?
Yes.
Kim, talk to me.
Calm down, slow. I'm going to cut them in the wire.
Godspeed.
Can you feel that? I think we've got a really good connection. Like, wow.
Cutting now. I did it. It's diffused.
Give me that thing. Guys, I love the energy. We're just two adults flirting respectfully, and that should be celebrated.
Another episode done, and we're only going to be 2 hours late for the book launch. Are you ready to leave the shop?
Let's do it.
Oh my God, what a hideous dress.
Well, this was a huge mistake.
I feel more exposed than when I agreed to move in with my ex, but it turned out he was just asking me over for dinner.
Look on the bright side. If we show up to the book launch like this, Gemma is never going to invite us to anything ever again.
Yeah. I do like her, though.
Oh, yeah, I'll miss her terribly.
Should we go and get a beer and talk about how much we hate her instead?
Yes, bitch.
Please stop saying that.
Salescast was written and performed by Charlie Dinkin and Zoe Tamerlin, with additional material from Emerald Paston and Georgia Wagstaff. It was performed by Mally-Anne Rees, Namisha Odwedger, Toussaint Douglas, Alison Theo Scott, Kat Bond, Kyle Smith-Bino, Amy Gledhill, and Jen Ives. The producer is Benjamin Sutton, and it is a Hattrick production. If you enjoyed the show, leave us a review or your debit card will go missing, along with your loved ones. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at seance_cast.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.